T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So we do have a statement. Ja Morant talked at shoot-around earlier today. Of course, the Grizzlies are getting ready to play the Chicago Bulls tonight. And this is what Ja had to say regarding the last few weeks, regarding the report from The Athletic about the SUV and a red laser. He said, quote, "All that stuff is pretty much false, and it has been proven. That's all I've got to say on it." He went on to say, again, that the Grizzlies have become the most hated team in the NBA. Said, you see it every day on social media. Anything that has something to do with the Memphis Grizzlies is frontline national television and national people putting it out. Anything else, it don't be said. I feel like we weren't the only ones on a losing streak, but we are the only ones mentioned. He was later asked, is Grizzlies hate the reason Morant feels like he's under fire for something he said did not happen? He said, "I honestly don't care. At this point in my life, I'm protecting my energy. I'm not responding to nobody else, not entertaining nobody else. That's what they need, likes and clicks." That's what Ja Morant said today from Shoot Around.
It's just, again, I'm disappointed. I'm just speaking for me personally. I'd hope there'd been a little bit more, you know, responsibility taken, not more of it's me against the world, why they hating on us. I don't see why it's so hard to understand that, and especially when you've lost here lately the way the Grizzlies have, you know, 8 of 9, you're in a rut. I don't understand why you're so surprised by the hate that's right. Coming back. Isn't that what you, in terms of you run up the chimney, you want all the smoke? This is what comes back with it when you put out what you have, which is we're not concerned about anybody in the West or whatever it is. You got to understand that this comes back with it, and especially when you're down. And you can't complain about that. But again, Ja Morant, still very young in the process, and I think you got to chalk it up to that. At some point, it becomes about, listen, if I've put that energy out there, I've got to be able to receive it back. And this reeks of being able to dish it out but not being able to take it. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that you can hang your statement on the NBA did not find anything about these guns, right? They didn't. And whether, you know, you feel like the Pacers or the Athletic, you know, put that out there, and it's been proven, at least from the NBA standpoint, that there was nothing out there, and you feel in a certain kind of way about that, but there's still responsibility to be taken for your partner being 2-3 steps out on the floor, like these, you know, these incidents happening over and over again. Your partner, oh, by the way, got you in a civil case from this summer at your house with a teenager. Like, so there's got to be some of that, as opposed to, because I'll be honest with you, John, this sounds too much like, I can put it out there, but now they hating on us. You know, no, man, when you put it out there like that, you give them reason to hate on you. Yeah. And when you're winning, it all looks good. But of course that hate's going to come,
yeah,
and it's going to be all over Twitter when you're losing.
I also think this goes back to a different conversation that we've had in the past. But I think Ja is getting a little bit too wrapped up in the internet. because there was a tweet from a listener of our show, the great Lexi Johnston, and she's a listener. She's a Memphis Grizzlies fan, and she's traveling. She was traveling to Boston this week, and she said she was in the Boston airport wearing some Grizz gear, and like she got nothing but compliments about Ja and Jaren and, you know, how much the franchise is winning and their success and everything, which compare and contrast that to what you'll see on social media, which, again, is like a very, very small percentage of the real world and what people say. And you think the Grizzlies are the villains of the NBA. So I think Ja is kind of like, we used to have the argument, is Ja Morant on Twitter too much? Is Ja Morant on social? Does he need to take a step back from that? And I kind of feel like, you know, look, we know Shannon has a personal thing with the Grizzlies. We know that. That's not new. I mean, the national media is one thing, but like the average person, do I think the average person hates the Grizzlies? I don't. I don't believe that. Like, I think the average NBA fan says, I don't like the Grizzlies. Maybe they say they talk a little bit too much. But I still think the average NBA fans appreciate Ja Morant's greatness. I don't think Ja Morant is hated. He's got a signature shoe. You know, I refuse to believe that anybody with a signature, even LeBron, LeBron's not hated. LeBron's adored, man. Like the average NBA fan would go crazy if they got a chance to meet LeBron James. Like they'll talk their little trash on Twitter, whatever. But Mickey Mouse, you know, that's what you say, Mickey Mouse title. But if LeBron walked in here right now, you would want to give him a hug, right?
No.
You wouldn't give LeBron a hug?
No, I'd say have a seat. Let's do an interview. LeBron's good to see you.
Yeah, you would give it.
I'd shake his hand. I'm not going to bow down
I'm not asking him to rub his butt, man. I give him a dap. I give him a hug, though, for sure, man.
A hug, dude. He don't know you. He needs all that COVID all over him?
Why I got to have COVID?
You're a carrier. You keep it.
Bro, I beat the virus. Nobody talks about that. You know, last couple weeks, I've been battling in here. I hear not one person say, John, beat the virus. But don't worry, I did. I got through it.
Do you want to be villains or not? Because they carry themselves like they want to. And what comes back with that is folks hating on you. And you can't carry yourself as a villain or we ain't scared of nobody, all that, and not be prepared for what comes back. What are we talking about here? Like, the Pistons bad boys.
Right, they embraced it. They leaned
into
it.
You embrace it. And if you're going to stick with it, well, you can't be worried about what people say to you, and especially when the negative comes back when you are losing. You have to embrace it.
You got to decide. I think that's exactly right.
100%, man.
You're sort of finding yourself. Yes.
Like, it can't be both. It can't be you can dish it out, but you can't take what's coming back in with that. That's totally as simple as this is. This is what you would tell your kid who's been, like I told you, running his mouth, thinking how tough he is, and then somebody at school popped him because he was talking, thinking, you know what, I can say what I want to anybody.
You're right, man. I think that is sort of where the Grizzlies as a franchise are not at a crossroads, but I do think they really have to decide for themselves, okay, are we going to be this team? And if we're going to be this team, let's be it.
Can't be scared with what comes with it. Talking about people hating on you or the NBA hating on you or you're the only losing streak in the league they're talking about. You can't put what you put out and want to be cute and cuddly in the favorite thing. You're putting out is the villain type stuff that a lot of people love. And frankly, it's made for great theater, gets Golden State and some other teams. You cannot be at a point where that's okay, but you're not willing to receive what comes back with it.
We talked about this with Fitz yesterday.
But he'll learn that.
The NBA needs a villain. They do. I mean, they had a villain with the Miami Heat when LeBron and D-Wade and Chris Bosh were there. And it makes for better ratings. It makes for better television when there is a team that is sort of held up, whether it's the Bad Boys of old. I don't think the Spurs were villains because I don't think they had enough personality to be that. But they weren't, like, widely accepted. They were just boring.
Yeah, not villains, though. You're right about that.
They were boring. The Grizzlies are not. The Grizzlies are explosive. They're fiery. And I think it'd be a great thing. And, honestly, if you drew a Venn diagram, me, myself, personally, I probably lean way more into that heel category, so I appreciate that. Like, there's something to be said for that. You know, and I think Fitz made this point, you know, Batman needed the Joker. You know what I mean? Like, and you ain't got to be.
Well, Dylan's the Joker.
That's right. And Ja's got an element of heel to him, too.
No, yeah, you're using a team sense.
But yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Dylan is definitely, I mean, we could go through the whole list. We could go through the whole list of guys. But, you know, I mean, Bane is you know, I mean, how many, Bane's like Bane, buff-ass villain. We can just go down the list of assignments here. We don't have to do that.
He kind of walks the line. Is he really a villain or not? Like when he talks to LeBron, Bane, says we ain't scared. But
Bane's not a villain, but I'm just saying if we're going to just sort of.
But we're putting the team in that category.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And he's certainly shown he's capable.
No, I think the Grizzlies are not
backing down.
They're not baby faces right now at all. I mean, they're not. But I think there's nothing wrong with being that team. Somebody's got to be that team. Might as well be you.
You know, you can make that. Yeah, sure. But that there's the other foot that's got to drop, John. You want to be that team. You got to be prepared with what comes with it.
And
this is part of that.
And you got to win.
Like, it's one thing talking, you know, not responding to the report. But it's the other thing basically saying that the NBA's got it out for you. That goes back to, you know, what are you talking about here? You've played this role. This is what comes with it. And you said he said it out of his mouth. You run up the chimney.
That's
this is what comes with that. And especially when you've lost 8 of 9.
Yes.
And so, again, I think that there'll be that sort of reaction, the kind I'm having. And, again, it'll be part of, you know, Ja learning.
That's right.
That you don't put a lid on stuff like this by going out and, saying everybody hates us. Why is that? I can't put my finger on it. Why they hate on the Grizzlies?
Right. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you guys now because you've lost 8 of 9. You've been running your mouth for the last 2 years. That's not going to happen. I think the best advice I could give them is just like, bro, embrace this. Embrace who the NBA has labeled you as. Go out there and kick everybody's ass and let them know about it after. Nothing wrong with that. But, you got to produce, you know. You got to, like, get it done. But there's absolutely nothing wrong. Like, Memphis is the home of the great heel, man. This is what we do, you know. I mean, so it fits to me, you know, way more than, like, the whole small market VIP thing, like we were hearing last year. Man, F that. Like, buck it. Buck that trend and just.
Yeah, but you got to wear it, man. You can't be saying the whole, I don't know why.
Yeah, don't half step. You can't half step. Just lean into it.
That's all I'm saying.
Lean into it, man. You got the makeup. You know, Steven Adams is a great heel. You know, a great Khali kind of thing going on there. Right? Jaren, I mean, I know we call him Block Panther, but we'll have to, you know.
Man,
switch
who's
that up.
Talking to that man, that organization?
I mean, nobody.
Somebody older and wise that you just nip this stuff in the bud easy. There's a way to go about this that there it seems to be missing. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's rooted in what you say. Oh, don't want to.
Yeah, but that's how I'd
Ja,
run it.
Don't want to.
That's how I.
We got to let him do whatever
if
he wants to do.
I ran that franchise. I'd be like, Ja, good, bro.
Ja, that was the NBA that suspended Devontae. You know we love Devontae.
You can have a red laser on the sideline.
Stop.
That's what I'm saying. You can have whatever you
Somebody
want.
Somebody got to talk to him. It's for his own good and for the good of the franchise.
Yeah. No, you're right. But, I mean, I'm just saying if I was running it, I would be like, you want us to put you up on the catwalk and just point it down? Like, you just let me know, man. We'll put you up wherever you need to be. You know? That's how I'd run it. Because I know how hard it is to get a guy like that in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want him to come to my office like, I don't like what y'all are doing. I don't like what y'all are saying. I want out. I'm not playing for y'all no more because, bro, that's like nightmare fuel right there. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen because of this, but I would do my damnedest to avoid it. Now, you want to sit him down and have the birds and the bees talk. I don't want to do that.
Ain't no birds and bees, fool. It's common sense talk. I had a friend growing up, real quick story. Had a friend growing up, close friend. But he used to always have this thing. We go to growing up, we're just getting, you know, we're teenagers, whatever. We're just getting first jobs, everything. We've got a little money. But we'd go to a place like Applebee's on Union. Is that Applebee's still there across the street from McDonald's over there by Channel 5, kind of in that vicinity?
I'm sure it is.
Anyway, when did that Applebee's
Maybe at Outback now.
Not going to say his name. Close friend. He liked to play this game where he'd run out on the tab.
Dine and dash.
Leave us sitting there.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, boy.
Right. Right.
And y'all clown ass stood for it every time.
No. That's the point, is that after a while I realized, you know what? I love dude. Like, he's my partner.
Still there, by the way.
But I ain't going out to eat with this fool if he's going to keep doing that to me and leaving me stuck there. And I got, just because there's a part of me that can't do it.
Right.
And I ain't finna run. Lord knows, I'm not finna run out there and have them fools chasing me. I'd rather just pay the bill. But my point is, love him to death.
Mm-hmm.
But I adjusted. I said, I'm not going to be no damn fool and go to a restaurant out there with him because he loves to do this stuff. It's just amusement to him, but it reflects back on me because I'm the one stuck with it. Now, this is on a much larger scale, but it's still the same story. Man, your boy out on the court. You know, this stuff's becoming, it's bleeding over into your game, your team, and everything else. Clean it up. That's all there is to it. And you could still love him in the same way, but we ain't going to do this. And that's, again, that's aside from the sort of, hey, we're you know, the villain conversation.
Yeah.
That's just back to the responsibility part of it and the way you put a lid on this stuff.
How many times did he do this, though, before you made that choice?
It was twice, man.
Twice.
Yeah, because the first time I'm thinking, and I paid that first time.
Well, that's a very selfish move on his part. He's a bad friend because
Devontae Pack is being a bad friend to Ja. He thinks he's being Ja's staunchest representative, right? Whatever, I'll come to your aid, whatever else. What am I missing?
I'm saying that friend that you took out to eat, at no point did he ever think he was doing anything other than leaving
anybody,
you with the tab.
I wasn't taking anybody. We were all there. We all got our own little money or whatever else. He's walking out on his, but again, we came in together.
Right. And y'all weren't going to leave with him. So he knew y'all were getting stuck with it. So there was no, like, he was just playing y'all straight out, straight away. He was playing y'all.
He just used to love to do that, man. What'd you call it? Dine and dash?
Dine and dash,
man.
Yeah.
We were kids, man. I'm going to stop going with that food.
But that was the right decision. That was 100% because you were going to keep out and pay for his food.
Again, a much grander scale, but the same conversation that, man, you can still have them friends, bro, but not in those situations, especially when it starts bleeding over onto your image or people's perception of you.
Yeah.
The whole hard thing. Don't even let Shannon do all that mess, you know. But I just say clean up the mess, clean up your front porch.
Yeah, Drew Hill texts and says that, you know, just in the interest of fairness, he wasn't out there trying to make the point about the Grizzlies being hated. He just was asked about it.
Mm-hmm.
But he clearly feels that way, though. He clearly does feel like, oh, like Eeyore, why does everybody hate? You know, but it's like, again, you kind of created this, my man.
You can't act like you don't understand.
Which is fine. Like, it's like I'm fine with it.
It's fine to create it. You got to be able to receive, John.
Yeah,
we get the first part of that.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those.
The second part seems to be what's not happening. We
know
they'll put it out there.
It's like when I tweet things about the Tigers basketball program that are, like, relatively critical, like, I expect people to come back at me and say this, that, the other. And I can't, like, throw my hands up and be like, well, why does everybody say? Because I'm, you know, I'm being critical of a topic that is very, you know, people have a lot of passion about, you know? So I can't act surprised, even if in my mind I feel like I'm saying what is fair. I can't act surprised when people want to say, like, I'm this, I'm that, and the other. Like, that is the transaction, you know? But, I've been doing this for a lot longer than Ja's been in the NBA, so this is probably a part of the learning process for him, too. And my advice is, like, bro, just, like, accept it. Embrace it. It is what it is. And capitalize on it, man, you know? Like, absolutely. Be that team in the NBA. There's nothing wrong. I think it's a great thing for the Grizzlies. Not this specific, like, incident. That's not great for the Grizzlies. But if they are top of mind, which they have kind of been going back to last year for different reasons, I think that's a good thing for the Grizzlies. You know? Relevance. Like, they've never been this relevant ever. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's bad. But the old adage is there's no such thing as bad publicity. You know? I kind of do agree with that.
I mean, they were the darlings of the NBA
6 months ago.
Yeah.
But it matures, though. The Warriors were the same way. The Warriors were the darlings of the NBA when Steph and Klay were coming in. Everybody thought it was cute when they went in the beginning. Then they hated them. They ruined the NBA because they shoot threes all the time. They ruined the game.
I tell you what, though. This gun story is so different than the villain topic.
Oh, yeah. This is,
because,
I mean, this
once
is
you
separate.
Bring up a weapon, stigma is so silly and difficult to get around. That's why it's an important topic.
I think those are self-contained. You know, I think that kind of goes separately totally of basketball. That's like a totally – that's like a life thing, you know, how you're conducting yourself as a human being. You know, this is all about talking and smoke and quotes and quotables and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
Penny had to grow up in this space, y'all.
Penny did. I mean, Penny learned because, again, you start writing checks your ass can't cash and it gets thrown back in your face. It's what happens. Whereas, you know, if you just kind of like keep, you tell your team what you tell your team behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will know that. But when you start saying things like, and we all ate it up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we want all the smoke was what, I mean, Penny originated this.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
He was the OG of it. And then he, like, oh, James Wiseman, like, got hit by the NCAA, and my team, like, was really young, and, you know, like, you just have to.
Well, you can be your own man, and nobody's telling Ja to change what you are, but there's a reason you don't see the vets like LeBron, or in this case, I mean, Jason Tatum, as young as he is, he still carries himself like a vet.
Right.
Kevin Durant, all these guys that have been through the wars, won championships, everything else, you don't see them putting out this kind of stuff.
No.
And there's a reason for that, because of what comes back when you do. So what you find out is there is no value in it. We don't need to know how tough you are, how rough you are. You're not concerned about anything. We don't need to know that. Frankly, we're just going to, you know, if you don't put it, we never know. We don't miss it because it's not out
it's
there.
It's not out
you
there.
You just carry yourself like a pro, and that lesson is learned. Ja.
Facts.
And to apply it to it, to come to Ja's defense here, he's still a very young man.
No question.
Who's been given the world. Let's go back to
right.
that. You don't just have max salary deals.
That's exactly
you got
right.
Nike coming at you. You got your
boy. 23
PSD.
Years old.
At 23, and you're given everything
Amen.
And all this power.
Yep.
And so to say you got to flip a switch and become a professional, that doesn't just happen overnight. It's easy for me to sit up here and say,
yep.
but that's a process.
Yep.
And I hoped that there was a larger step towards that today with some of the comments. Just seemed like, you know, it's going to be maybe a longer process.
And that's, you know, that's fine.
Get it? Because everybody matures at different rates, John.
Mike Conley wasn't a serviceable point guard until he was 7 years in the NBA.
Well, and I applied this dang thing to you and Zaire, fool. You think everybody got to be Desmond Bane year two, fool?
Well, Zaire's.
We sent him down to the G League. We're going to get him some run.
Memphis Hustle.
We have to restore his confidence.
That's step back.
You've been beating him down. Sane's been beating him down. Everybody in town's been beating him down.
You may say that we need to get his confidence back. I think the pressure is even higher for dude.
Everybody ain't Bane. Everybody ain't Santi by year two. You know what I'm saying? Like some folks take to our point, it takes a little while longer. It doesn't always cook
playoff minutes. I think the pressure is even higher for this dude now because you've clearly demoted him. And so now,
I like it.
If he doesn't go down to South Haven and like average 25 a
game, I like it. Stop beating around the bush with these folks.
It's like it's over. The Zaire experiment is over. If he's averaging 12 a game with the Memphis Hustle.
I mean, we down there taking over the league for that game.
Better be.
I'm going to try to break a scoring record with Zaire.
Better
what are you
be.
Talking about? Yeah, he better be. If Lofton is down there tearing up the league, you better come down there and tear it up.
Lofton's a big load, man. You know? Who's the leading scorer in the G League? Zaire better not get bodied by Lester Quinones, man. I mean, that's the, you know.
The crazy thing about Lester, I think, Mac, and I love Lester here at Memphis. Wish he was here this year. But do you remember when he went at Schofield, wasn't it, about playing in the G League?
Yes.
Yeah, the Go-Go City.
Yes.
Yeah.
Life comes at you fast, man.
Whoops.
Carly.
About running your mouth and all that.
It's
life
karma,
comes
bro.
At you fast.
It's
you find,
karma.
You'll find yourself in the role you sitting up there laughing about.
It's karma.
And now and he's a member of the Warriors.
Welcome to the G League, bruh.
In Santa Cruz. Carly Jones is the leading scorer in the G League, by the way, Jason.
Carly?
Carleek.
Oh, okay.
Carly Jones. Sharif Cooper is second leading scorer. Remember him? Auburn?
Yeah, Auburn. Little scoring guard.
Yep. 26.2 a game.
Woo! Zaire going to go down and get 36. When do we play? When is tip?
Is it just one game?
I mean, if you keep him down there much longer than that,
No, he's going down.
You might lose him. Is he?
Oh, yeah. You don't just send the dude down there for one game. I mean, if it's a confidence
then we're going to break the two-game scoring record, John. Whatever it takes.
There's some blast from the past in the top 20.
He may average 8 against Golden State in the playoffs last year. For what you were asking for, it was pretty good.
Remember,
what'd you say about him in the summer league this summer? Didn't you like what you saw after it initially looking, what, was a bad first game, and then he's kind of settled in?
My summer league.
Thought he was decent.
My summer league evals
decent
were really
good.
Bad, though. Like, I wasn't on my game in the summer league because I thought Santi was a scrub. So my summer league, I didn't have these on
the
for the 3D. Summer league. Yeah, I got to put those on next summer.
Black blockers.
Yeah.
Burberry?
Yeah, Burberry.
Burberry, Brad.
Oh,
even us, we've got to be able to pronounce that. Those of us on the outside.
I thought it was a women's line.
No, it's not.
It's just a fashion line. I mean, they do make women's glasses. Although I will say, like, I went to buy some shades yesterday, and it's just like, I'm going to say it, and I'm just going to leave it. It's neither positive nor negative. I go in there, and I say, hey, there's a wall of glasses, right? And I say, hey, I asked the lady, I said, hey, are these for men or women? And the woman said, oh, all of our shades are gender neutral. And I'm like,
he, her, he, she.
I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to get used to this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a new world.
I'm gonna have
John,
to,
come
I'm
along
I'm,
for.
I'm, I clearly have been living in a cave.
Yeah, John gonna have a dress on out in Vegas.
I'm gonna have a.
We're gonna have to have you watch that video
one of them
again.
Russell Westbrook skirt.
Because if you watch the Grammys, you know, men wear skirts and dresses now, and things like that. And so, like, I mean, I'm not saying it's positive or negative. I'm just saying it is.
Facts.
So when did you go to the 3D wall?
It's all the same.
Glasses.
It's all the same wall. I was like, so you telling me like, they don't make shades for men and women now? Like it's all the same, you know?
That is not true.
That's what
I'm
she
sure,
said.
I'm sure yeah. Ray-Ban or somebody has men and women.
She said all of our shades.
One of my
are
old
gender
schools.
Neutral.
They're unisex.
Yeah, and I said, okay,
fine. Give me the 3D ones.
How old was the woman?
She was. I don't know. I'm
younger.
No, she wasn't. She was probably a little older than me, but it's like, man, you know, this is the world we live in now. And that again, I have a two-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's I got to be very sensitive, right, to the world we live in, and it's changing, and it's a lot different than. I mean, clearly, I haven't been out in a long time, but that did kind of like, again, I want to be very clear. Neither positive nor negative. I have my feelings on it are very neutral, but it's just like, okay, this didn't used to be. Everything was not gender neutral, and it is now. You know, like your transitions when you bought them, those were for men.
There's a new Odyssey training video that we just got produced. I just got the email on it. We'll have to have you.
Yeah, clearly
watch that one.
Yeah, it's good. But again, when you bought those transitions, those were for men. But now you go in, these are gender neutral.
I guarantee you Bass Pro's got still man and women glasses. So we'll just send you on down to Bass Pro next time if you're looking for some man glasses. Bass Pro got some.
That's right. If you want to go back to when, you know, somebody out there might say the good old days.
Yeah.
Just go
it's next to the fudge.
Head on down to the pyramid.
Yeah, just go down the pyramid. It's a snapshot in time. All right. We'll come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.5 ESPN.
A little follow-up to our Grizzlies-Bulls bet we were discussing earlier in the show. The Grizzlies, according to BetQL, are favored by 10.5 points, according to the app, at a 3-star level confidence. A 2-point difference between the line. Betley this morning gave me 7.5. So bet on the Grizzlies or the Bulls in the Betley Sportsbook, BETLY. Download the Betley Sportsbook now. You get that $250 as a new downloader here in the state of Tennessee just by downloading the Betley Sportsbook. BETLY, the Betley Sportsbook, was the first in Arkansas, and now it's legal in Tennessee, and it has all the great tech that all the apps have, but it has better odds in many cases. Plus, it has the promotions tab where you can boost your odds of winning a lot of parlays they've constructed, all right? So check out that promotions tab. Plus, for this big game weekend, there's a $57 big game bet, a special offer only on the Betley Sportsbook in the promotions tab. Check out the big game bet. Check out the promotions tab and download the Betley Sportsbook app today on your phone. And for a new user, just like you, $250 risk-free for that first bet. Must be 21 or older, located right here in the state of Tennessee or Arkansas to bet using the Betley Sportsbook. Play responsibly. And for help quitting, call 800-522-4700, the Betley Sportsbook.
And the Grizzlies come away with a win. Ring it up and put the first division title on the board for your
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Miss Grizzly.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now let me see you really rock with it like a boss. Now let me see you really rock like a boss.
Make 2023 the year you beat Vegas. Superbook Sports gives you the chance to do just that, going head-to-head with the best odds makers in Vegas. It's the only sports book I know of that's actually in Vegas. It's actually posted up in Vegas. I'm going to be out there this weekend. Look forward to stopping by and putting in some Super Bowl bets. Best odds in town. But you don't have to go to Vegas to do it. Just download the app. Superbook Sports app features some of the best odds, boosts, and promo bets anywhere. So download the Superbook Sports app or visit superbook.com and start your battle against Vegas right now. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. We were a little late because Jason took us a little long there in the last segment. Let's do it now.
Now, it's The Rundown, presented by Trippett Insurance. Trippett Insurance at 6462 Stage Road in Bartlett. Depend on your local insurance agent. Trippett Insurance at 901-365-1472. Online at trippettagency.com. The Rundown, with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Billy, come on, join in with me. Billy. I'm not asking you to endorse him as a candidate, bro, but I'm just saying, can you give that man a little bit of love for what he's doing for the city?
They didn't have a choice. You owed
Billy,
us.
Billy, the news came down yesterday that Bill Lee did include in his budget $350 million. Billions for the city of Memphis. There's this guy on TikTok. You gotta look him up, who does an amazing Trump. Much better than me.
Yours is getting better, though. You must watch him a lot.
But he has the whole,
when,
like,
you do the many people thing. That it's much like his.
No, the
keep it up, John.
The one thing he does really well, I'm gonna try. He like the I can't do it, man. I can't. I don't even want to try it because it'd be so bad.
Don't want to fail.
Yeah, you don't want to fail publicly. Like you know, you can do it fail privately. By the time I bring it to market, I want it to be really good. You know, regardless of that, $350 million coming to the city of Memphis for upgrades to FedEx Forum and Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. Most notably, many of you will be disappointed. No mention of Mid-South Coliseum / new soccer stadium or AutoZone Park. Again, every negotiation I've ever been a part of, you gotta be able to, you gotta be willing, and you have to sort of have a sacrifice to get a no. You know, you gotta give the other party the chance, unless you just have all the leverage in the world, which we know the city of Memphis does not. You gotta leave room for some no's, and that's why they offered up the sacrificial lamb with the Mid-South Coliseum / soccer stadium and the AutoZone Park. Easy no's.
What does this mean for the future of 901 FC? A question we'll have to address.
Hey, they're going to kick about like a dog.
Didn't that leak say they have to have their own soccer-only stadium?
Yeah, that's the new way.
That's what the leak
said.
What
if they just play the games at Mike Rose?
I mean, I don't think that's what the USFL wants, though. The USFL is saying you have to have your own stadium now. They don't want to share. They want to share, you know.
We're discussing what would essentially be the bad news for some in this first, but obviously the big news is about FedEx Forum and Simmons Bank. Yes. That's a good deal.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the upshot of this, which is that, yes, the Showboats are getting some new digs, and the Grizzlies and Tigers are going to have a I don't know the extent.
I think that schedule comes out today.
It is out. It is out.
It's out,
yeah.
Now. I just put it on Instagram and Facebook.
Cow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I have been asleep. I ain't gonna lie to you, but I am woke now on Trevor.
Buckle up.
You just woke me up.
We did it. We haven't announced this. I'll go ahead and announce it. Gabe Kuhn is gonna be calling those games for us here on 92.9.
Y'all just got all kinds of surprises for the brother today.
So Gabe is gonna be going from 4 to 9 during the Showboats games.
Hey, here's the schedule.
It's just 2 more hours.
Week 1 starts April the 15th against Philadelphia, and then Birmingham, Houston, Michigan, and New Orleans.
Oh, Michigan, I believe, is where Paxton Lynch plays. Is that a home game?
May 6th, that is Michigan.
Okay, I want the Paxton Lynch reunion. Who's our starting quarterback? Do we know yet?
We don't even know if this is a tough schedule.
Do you know you're not going
to... No idea.
Let me ask you this. Do you know you're not going to lose Gabe to the USFL?
I don't know that. That was not in the contract.
Okay, so he can go... He can do both.
He's going to do both. I mean, this is a pretty... I mean, it's a good league, but it's not the NFL.
I think that's one of the things that you guys sort of miss with that hire. Is like, he's still in the athletic prime of his life. I mean, he graduated from Memphis in 2017. He's not
done. And
you've
done the research.
He doesn't have to be done, you know? He doesn't have to be over. So if USFL needs some bodies locally... You know, hey, I know a guy from 4 to 7 that can put off. Now, I don't know in terms of, I know with the offensive linemen, there's a certain, you know, diet. And these old linemen, once they stop playing, they slim all the way down. So do we know what Gabe's weighing these days?
No, I was talking about this with him yesterday. He's not 300. Like, okay. Some of those dudes that play these leagues are 300 plus.
Was he ever 300, though? I think he was more of a guy that made, you know, the most with less.
I think he made the most with less. And he was more svelte.
Yeah, which is fine. He could just sort of be
We've got some communication coming in. More to come.
Okay, more to come on.
More to come on all this.
On Gabe?
Yeah, he may be out of the fold at this point.
Again, that was a misstep.
I didn't expect this.
You didn't think about it.
No.
But who could have known that the Showboats were coming back?
When's the first game?
April 15th.
Wow.
It's coming up fast, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be here before you know it.
And here's the thing about the USFL. You can bet on it.
What? So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that would make it more fun for John.
You would know that.
Of course I'd know it. Now, I wouldn't recommend it. It's dumb as hell.
Can you imagine?
But, I mean, I can honestly see myself sitting around on a random April Saturday with, like, nothing else to bet on besides late regular season NBA and say,
This is Brady White.
Brady White.
He's the quarterback.
Do y'all know who our coach is? It's Todd Haley.
Yeah, Todd, the former Chiefs and Steelers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is Brady White really the starter? Is he
I believe
starter?
So. I think he's in the mix, isn't he?
Yeah.
Am I making that up?
I thought he was the presser.
So. Maybe so.
But he was at the presser, though. Here's the roster. Todd Haley's the coach. Let me look at the quarterbacks. Jordan Tamu, the dude from Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah.
And Brady
Jordan
White.
Tamu, yeah. I remember him at Ole Miss.
Those are the two quarterbacks.
Is he going to beat out Jordan?
I don't know.
I think Brady should beat him out.
Both those dudes, it's been like 5 years they were in college. I don't know.
You have the roster?
Yeah, I have it right in front of me.
Do you have some wide receivers on there?
Yep. Derek Willis from Texas Tech.
I don't remember him.
Eli Lamar Rogers from Louisville. John Franklin III from FAU. Jordan Lasley
John
from UCLA.
John Franklin III was the dude from Last Chance U.
Yeah, he went to FAU after that.
Wow.
You remember that?
That's a heck of a memory. No, I don't. That's a heck of a memory about you.
Yeah.
Vinny Papale from Delaware. The Ducks. I don't know much about Delaware's football program.
Yeah, I think he started at quarterback. John Franklin.
I don't know about our weapons on the edge.
Offensive linemen, look, they've got dudes from Oklahoma and Arizona. Okay. I mean, they got some good size. Yeah.
What about running back?
Running backs for them. Let me look here. I got a toggle. Here we go. B.J. Emmons from FAU, another FAU guy. They're FAU heavy. And then Jawan Washington from San Diego State.
I don't know. None of these dudes.
Nah, they're pretty sub. These are not.
Well, yeah, it's the USFL.
No, but like XFL, did you know St. Louis already sold Low Bowl out already for the Battle Hawks?
Sold it out. I mean, St. Louis is bloodthirsty, though. I mean, they miss football.
They're writing about Bears.
Did you see that?
They're writing about the Bears?
About the Arlington situation.
They are.
Potentially falling through and hoping that they could lure the Bears. It's being written about, but no, I don't know if anyone, I don't know how seriously anyone outside of St. Louis is taking it.
I mean, look,
it's a story.
I hate it for St. Louis.
My St. Louis people sent it to me earlier this week.
People want football in St. Louis because they don't have a Memphis.
So you're pointing about them being bloodthirsty for it. They are.
Yeah. So they'll sell out. I mean, The Rock's not a dumbass. He knows that.
He knows what he's doing.
St. Louis needed a team, you know, and I assume most of those – franchise, most of those markets. Look, in terms of the money, I'm glad Memphis. There's another step, you know, in the bureaucracy before we get it. It's got to be, you know, legislation, all that. But at this point, it sort of feels like a rubber stamp, and Memphis can proceed with the renovations to the football stadium and basketball. So I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what the powers that be plan to do with the money exactly. We have renderings of Simmons Bank, but I'm kind of more excited about FedEx Forum.
Oh man, yes.
Like, I mean,
long overdue.
It doesn't feel old, but you know it is.
It starts to feel old when you get around and look at some of these other arenas.
Yeah, exactly.
And the in some cases renovations they've made there,
but make
it feel much more 2020. Yeah. Whatever.
So is most of it? Do you think interior as opposed to exterior?
Yeah, it's going to be wild how they do that.
I don't know how you can keep the integrity of the thing.
But it can be done.
I know you just upgrade everything.
There was an example of it last year, I think. Or maybe Indiana was going through it. Maybe that's the one I'm thinking about on their renovations. But excited to see what they do with it. The concourse area, to me.
Yeah, it's got to
go elsewhere. The one in Charlotte, where it's wide, man. Just tons of space to do stuff in. And, you know, it gets a little tight up in there. So, and then, of course, you've got the fact that it's so, I don't know how you do this structurally, but you got to get the people more on top of the court, right? It's too spread. That lower bowl is too spread out, isn't it? That's the issue.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the plans are, but
it's probably going to end up at over, you know, 500, 600, 700 million in renovations. Don't you think? 500 probably good guess.
Yeah.
In terms of the money, overall, what the renovations will be alone to FedEx Forum.
You'll always need more money, but, it's good that you're getting $350 million of it from the state. I mean, that's big.
Yeah, you know? No, they got the rental thing and everything else.
It's an indication that they understand, like, hey, we got to take care of the Grizzlies first and foremost because they're Tennessee's NBA team. We know how important they are. But, you know, again, it's also a nod to I don't want to, like, make it too big in terms of Simmons Bank. Like, I think that's a foolish exercise. This doesn't get you into a Power Five. But it's a necessary step into having that discussion, and it sounds like Memphis is going to be able to get there. So it's good news all around for the city of Memphis getting $350 million, most likely from the state.
Next story:
The King, Jerry the King Lawler, a story over. I'm reading from the Commercial Appeal. Was admitted to a Florida hospital yesterday after experiencing a medical emergency. Currently in a Fort Myers hospital. He's 73 years old. Doesn't say much about the nature of the emergency, but a lot of folks already, Ric Flair included. I think Ric Flair tweeted this hour, it looks like, just praying for Jerry Lawler, of course, the king. He's I think it's Munns over at the CA that wrote this story. He's made several recent appearances for WWE, Friday Night SmackDown, at FedEx Forum on January 6th he was at. He was among the panelists during the Royal Rumble here that was recently, and so he'd been working for him for WWE. And, yeah, I think at this point, with knowing so little in terms of the nature of the emergency, best thing to say, just all certainly hoping that things go okay for Jerry Lawler. At 73 years old now.
Yeah. I mean, look, the wrestling life is very, very hard. And he hasn't – I mean, and he has not really slowed down. I mean –
Man, I forgot about it. More than just a – Munns writes, more than just a decade removed from suffering a heart attack on live television while he was serving as commentator during Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
I've forgotten about that.
I mean, these guys travel all the time. These guys put their bodies on the line all the time. And Jerry still – he's not doing it for, you know, the WWE, but, like, he's definitely performed. We know that. And, you know, it's just – it's hard on the body. Now, again, we don't know if it's related or what, but certainly hoping and praying for the best on Jerry the King Lawler.
Next story.
I got some updates for you on the Super Bowl. You know that thing? You familiar with teams in it?
Yep.
Because you've been real focused on Ja lately, so I just didn't know if you knew who was in the game on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Eagles represent the NFC. Chiefs represent the AFC.
Yep.
Now, I'll give you some updates here. One, Chiefs wide receivers Juju Smith-Schuster and Kadarius Toney looked, quote, good in practice, according to Andy Reid today. Now, today was easy. They haven't ramped up practice yet. As you know, both of those guys left the AFC championship game against the Cincinnati Bengals. So that's good news for the Chiefs if you like the Chiefs. Eagles, I don't believe, have any real injuries to report. I mean, at least Jalen Hurts isn't going to – we know he's going to play. We know he's probably nursing something, and he's been nursing something with that shoulder. It's just going to be a matter of effectiveness. I do have a little bit of a interesting stat for you. According to survey results released today by the American Gaming Association, 50.4 million adults – in the United States are expected to bet on the Super Bowl to make up a combined $16 billion. So let me put that in perspective. That is up 61% from a year ago, bro. 61%.
Wow.
I mean, I think we're going to get to a point in 5 to 10 years where every stadium you go to, whether it's the Forum, whether it's the, you know, maybe not in college, but professional. Like, I think you're going to see, you know, sports book kiosks, you know? Now, in Tennessee, they don't have brick and mortar for whatever reason. It's only on your phone, only on mobile. But in places where they allow that, like, I think sports leagues, professionally at least, are going to distance themselves less and less every single year from this. I truly believe that. I think they're going to go out of their way eventually to make it as convenient as humanly possible to bet on a game, especially if you're going to it. You know? I mean, there's something to be said for attending a game where you have action on it. It's different. It's different than when you're just watching one that you have action on. When you're at it, and that can be good and bad. You know, I know Woj had the thing his theory is they were, you know, when Kyrie went to Boston and got cursed out, that, you know, somebody had his over or something, or his under, and they were drunk and they were just lashing at him because they lost money or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, for better or worse, I think these things are going to be more linked than ever before. I mean, it's not even legal in every state yet, Jason. It's not even legal in half of the United States. So I just think this gets more and more prominent. 50 million, and it's not even legal. And I mean, that's 20% of the population. You know? You going to be one of the 50.4 million?
I haven't done anything in a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because you had to take a break?
Cold streak.
Man, it was cold.
Cold.
Because you know why? Because you kept putting in them the P word. We don't say the P word around here.
Well, I say it quite a bit for FanDuel.
Well... you're paid to do that. But it's the P word. Don't put the P words in.
I get the feeling Brad puts in a few of those.
You put in the P words?
I do. Yeah. I'm a P guy.
We'd be ashamed of talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all P guys.
We'd be ashamed.
I hit big on P's over the conference championships.
Oh, big P's.
I hit big P's.
Okay. Hey, Everybody needs a big P every now and then.
Heard that.
You know? But not for me. Not for me.
You just go straight up?
Oh, yeah. Got to, man. Got to keep it straight. That's the way I do it.
What do you do it on the big game?
I have the over right now.
Okay.
I have the over at 50. I put that in yesterday, and I am leaning on Chiefs money line. I'm leaning towards Chiefs money line because although I think the Eagles have the better roster, which that's not even a debate. They 100% have the better roster. Like, it's a quarterback advantage. It's a huge advantage to me.
Like, I think the Eagles it's gonna be a bloodbath. The Eagles are gonna win.
It will not be a blowout in any way, shape, or form. It will not be a blowout. I mean, what was the stat you had, Jason, on how evenly damn matched these teams are? They have the same record, and I think they scored the same amount of points this
year. Exact same number of points, 546.
Exactly.
Same number of all pro players. Both have six, and ESPN gives them both 50% chance to win. Yeah. They were just saying how
evenly matched it is. So how about this?
They scored the same number of points, dude. Like, exactly the same.
It's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy. Now, look, that being said, it would not shock me by any stretch of the imagination if the Eagles won. I mean, I really do think it's a razor sharp margin of difference between these two. I mean, you could tell me on a Tuesday it's the Eagles, Wednesday it's Chiefs. Like, I'll believe it.
Yeah.
But I think the difference in the game is very simple. The Chiefs have seen good quarterback play this year. They just beat Joe Burrow, the hottest team in the NFL. Trevor Lawrence and the Jags were one of the hottest teams in the NFL when they played in Arrowhead 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. They played Justin Herbert twice a year, you know. Like, they have seen good quarterback play throughout the regular season. Have the Eagles? Have they seen anybody? Oh, Josh Allen. They played Josh Allen. They didn't win against Josh Allen in Arrowhead, but they saw him and they schemed against him. They played Joe Burrow twice. Have the Eagles seen any decent quarterback this year? Any. Okay, you want to say Dak. I mean, Dak is the man. Dak was he led the league in interceptions. Mm-hmm. You know? So
they control the Giants.
What quarterback have the Eagles been tested by this year? I'll wait. Has there been a single quarterback that has put any kind of a stress test on them? Nope. There hasn't. They haven't seen, like, and I'm not even saying, like, of course they haven't seen Mahomes. Mahomes is the best quarterback in terms of talent in the NFL.
But Rodgers.
Okay, they saw Rodgers, and they did play Aaron Rodgers?
Yep.
Okay, but Rodgers had a down year for Aaron, right? I mean, his numbers were definitively down. And this was, I want to say, in the part of the season where he had not figured it out yet with his receivers, it was a shell of Aaron Rodgers. They have not seen a top five quarterback this year. I don't think they've seen a top 10 quarterback this year.
Jags.
Yeah, and that was, again, at a time when the Jags were kind of struggling. They kept it close, I want to say. I think that was a close game.
29-21.
Okay, so that was certainly within striking distance. So that to me is a reason why I sort of lean to Chiefs here, is that the Eagles, from a scheming perspective, they just have not seen a QB anywhere close to Mahomes' caliber this year. So, yeah, their defensive rankings are great, and they are. I mean, they led the league in sacks. They win their one-on-ones, all of that. But they ain't seen Mahomes. They ain't seen Mahomes! Nobody believed me last week. I said, I know how this ends. I know what this dude does. One ankle, one foot, one elbow, it don't matter. Like, this dude is going to make plays.
They made Aaron look bad.
Well, Aaron was bad. Aaron was bad this year.
Yeah, but this was, what, 12 games in or whatever?
This was 12 in?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit later on in the season. It was 40-33. Like, it wasn't like it wasn't a...
Yeah, I mean, they Aaron...
game.
Yeah.
But Aaron didn't do much.
Right.
And I think Jordan did. Jordan came into that game.
Yes, he did.
I don't remember the circumstances.
He got hurt.
Packers scored 10 in the fourth quarter to make it that.
Yeah. So, anyway, look, here's the thing. I fundamentally believe...
They're the number one passing defense, and you're saying it's because they played against a bunch of scrubs.
I mean, look at. Okay, let's just go through it. I mean,
I'm bottom lining it, John. Right.
Yeah.
So we can get a spot in.
All right. So let's just go through it. I just want to go through who the Eagles played this year. That's all I want to do. They played Jared Goff week one. They gave up 35. They played the Vikings week two. We knew the Vikings were fraudulent. They played the Commanders. They played the Jags. They played the Cardinals. They played the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Texans, the Commanders again, which they lost. the Colts, the Packers, the Titans, the Giants, the Bears, the Cowboys again, which they lost, the Saints, which they lost, and then Giants twice in a row, 49ers with no quarterback. So you tell me, where was this great quarterback matchup that the Eagles faced and this test they passed?
Again, no one's saying otherwise.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I know you're not, but I'm sensing
that you're getting to a point though where it is. It sounds like you're trying to convince someone that's not here.
No, I'm just talking into the point.
We agree with what you're saying, and there's some substance to the fact that they're a great pass defense, haven't really played anybody, but I mean, to sit up here and act like they're not going to get after Mahomes or all of a sudden they're going to be exposed is ridiculous too.
No, they will.
Unnecessary to go to the links. I think we both agree with what you're saying.
No, I'm just sort of making the case here, right? That like in terms of the handicap of the game, in terms of why I would lean Chiefs, and the reason why I think maybe the Eagles defense is a little bit more susceptible than the numbers would tell you. Mm-hmm. It's just because their matchups this year have not been, you know, as high profile. So they'll play the game. We'll see. I think if they get to Mahomes, that's a totally different equation. That's what they got to do. Like, don't sit there and say, oh, we've got Darius Slay and Bradbury and we're going to be able to win our one-on-ones on the perimeter. It's getting to him. You get to him, you win. I mean, that's what the Bucs showed us 2 years ago in the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, if you can get to him and keep him on his ass, then you'll probably win the game. If he's out there making plays, doing his magic thing and, you know, option plays and all those, that's where I think you get into the dicey part of it. But anyway, that's the update on the Super Bowl. The receivers, Juju and Kadarius, are practicing, so we'll see what that means for the game. We'll come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Love's in the air. Valentine's Day's coming up. It's time to remember all the sweethearts in your life, not just that beautiful wife of yours, but you got sister, you got mom, you got to take care of. Valentine's Day is next Tuesday, a week from today. Wake up, guys. Denstall's launching the season for chocolate-covered strawberries. Starts this Friday, February 10th. Place your orders right now. You know nobody dips them like Denstall's. It's the best chocolate made right here in Memphis. Best chocolate in the entire world.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.